Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Time and Space podcast. For so long now, I have been deeply fascinated and curious about the human belief system, the subconscious mind, and also the process of deconditioning. I have authored a book called I Am. It is the modern day guide for living life on purpose, elevating your personal power, and expanding your intuitive gifts. I am so excited to be sharing my thoughts out loud with you. For anyone interested, I am a 4-6 human design reflector, and I really enjoy sharing my insights and reflections and hope that you find something in there that can support you through the times that we are moving through right now. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, beautiful friend. I hope you have been really well. I am probably shocked, as many of you are, that we are here at the end of January in a whole new year already. However, in talking to friends, family, people in my world, it would seem that many of us are feeling the same, as if this past month has seen us process at least a year's worth of life, just feeling all the feels, everything in between, the highs, the lows, sometimes all in one moment. And it's been a really tough time for many. And so in having conversations, in listening to what those of you in my beautiful community have been sharing with me, it would sound or seem like there's this intense idea or concept around what the start of a new year should look like, or what you should feel, or what you should experience, or what opportunities you cannot afford to miss. And so what I see and hear is happening, or sometimes happens, or even a fear in the lead up to, you know, ticking over into a new year, is this idea of, if I miss this opportunity, if I don't feel X, Y, Z emotions, or in this certain way, or I'm not in this certain space at that time or during that period, then that will inevitably set the tone for what I can expect for the rest of the year. It's almost as if it's this doomsday, sort of impending doomsday feeling for a lot of us, where you can superficially or use your willpower to G yourself up, going, this is my year. This year I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And you might not have the same subconscious alignment with that. And so outwardly, you're doing the things, you're, you know, writing down your to-do lists, writing down your goals, or all of those beautiful things. However, your subconscious and potentially your emotions and your fears and limitations and all of that, and actually not on board. And so there's a sense of conflict within your nervous system, because perhaps you don't actually subconsciously feel that any of that is attainable for you, whether it's around health and fitness goals, whether it's around career or love or relationships or just life in general, around finances, whatever it might be. Like, in the moment, it feels really beautiful and really expansive and exciting to be writing these things and doing these things and taking yourself through practices to bring those potentials into your reality. However, your subconscious is not on board and might create a sense of conflict within you. And so from one friend to another, I want to share with you a few insights into the way that I started my year this year without giving incredibly detailed personal blow by blows. It does leave a big gap for you to come to your own conclusions about what happened, but that's not the point of why I'm sharing this. This year, the previous year, and the one before that, so the last 3 years, as New Year, you know, the clock ticks over and we move into a new year, I have found myself in relatively similar experiences. And over all of those years, 3 previous years, that particular time, that experience felt very unwanted. It was not a feeling or an experience I was desiring to have. And yet, with different people involved, different situation, it was coming up again to the point where I was having extreme deja vu in the moments. Like, why is this happening again? What is going on? You know, that feeling of confusion, of disillusionment, of feeling like I knew I wasn't experiencing potentially the excitement that everyone else was, you know, that's also a story, but that everyone else was supposed to be feeling at this time of year. And so I really held on to this idea that for newness to come through and for transformation to occur, certain things have to be burnt to the ground and just completely surrendered and let go, released for good. However, knowing that for 3 years in a row, I was finding myself with these similar feelings, I really had to look at what is it that I wasn't learning? What is it that I wasn't actually facing into? What was it that I hadn't actually taken decisive action on, conscious action, and also reprogrammed my subconscious mind to be in alignment with? Where was I really out of alignment? And what was going on? What was the real truth for me to see and hear and experience in those moments? And all I knew was this deep sense of, I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again, and something needs to change. So it was actually really obvious to me what needed to change after I had maybe a 24-hour period of, you know, complete confusion, head spinning, couldn't make sense of anything, you know, talking out loud, making stories up, just all sorts. Everything but really facing into a really simple truth. And that truth was one, that I needed to let go of any attachment to ideas or concepts around what that time of year should feel like, what it should represent, and what it then would mean for the rest of my year to come, how it set the tone, whether I let that happen or not. And what quickly became very obvious to me was that I, in many ways, had self-abandoned, and it took different forms in each of those experiences and situations. My behavior during the year had seen me self-abandon in different ways, whereby I wasn't seeing it. You know, it was happening really slowly, maybe in the way that I was speaking up or lack of speaking up, where I was choosing to focus on somebody else's needs or emotions above my own, where I was maybe dipping into people-pleasing behaviors or really sending my nervous system into a bit of a hypervigilant state where I'm sure many of you may feel familiar with this, where you don't want to upset another person, or you don't want to, whether this is, you know, friends, family, an intimate partner, any of those things. And so you begin slowly walking on eggshells without realizing it. So maybe you're monitoring your behavior, maybe you're choosing your words a bit more carefully, maybe you're thinking a lot more than you would normally around a situation or an experience. Maybe you're thinking a lot more about what you say before you say it, and you start to filter like yourself, your thoughts, your conversation. So in many ways and different ways, I could see with absolute clarity how I had chosen these self-abandoning behaviors in different situations to avoid potentially upsetting somebody or experiencing anger or hurting somebody. And so I had to revisit my own work, and knowing that the subconscious mind holds the key for everything, I had to have a look at what was going on there. And I could trace it all back to my childhood, of course, and this thing that is called the silent treatment, and how that strategy that my father would use when I was younger had impacted me in many ways, which I was already aware of. However, sometimes it takes new experiences, new situations, new fire, let's say, to really reveal the depth of where our coping mechanisms, our strategies, where they're all formed from and how they play out in our everyday lives. So that's where I went, and I did a little exploration. I wouldn't even say little, actually. It just became so crystal clear to me exactly the pattern and all the tentacles that were attached to it and how my behavior was linked to that. And with a few simple conversations, speaking my complete truth, this experience of really sitting in fire, you know, feeling like the old version of me was burning, completely burning, then disappearing, I really felt myself come to life again in a whole new way. And so my experience of starting the year like that, hopefully, well, yes, definitely putting to bed a cycle that spanned 3 years, you know, not continuously, of course, but reared its head at that particular time of year. It's done. I'm done with it. I'm done choosing it. I'm done allowing its space to live in my energy, in my emotional body, in my subconscious mind. I'm done. And so I want to say to you, particularly if you have had this feeling of potential loneliness or separation or feeling hopeless or maybe even disappointed or any of those confused, that your year has potentially not started in the way that you feel it should have, to let go of all of those expectations. And I know that's one of those things that is like, yeah, sure, easy for you to say, you know, easier said than done. Feels hard for me. And so I just want to ask you who you are without those expectations and without time being an illusion. What part of your experience are you in? And what does your future look like when you choose to face into each new day as an opportunity? To know that you do have the power to choose what you want in your reality and what you're ready to truly let go of. Because the reality is nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you're not choosing something different, then with the same subconscious programming, you're going to live out the same day tomorrow and the same week next week and the same month. And unsurprisingly, potentially have a very similar year to last year, which is not a terrible thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you desire something different and you desire freshness and newness and maybe adventure and maybe completely different experiences within your friendships, your relationships, your work, your love life, your life, which you're living right now, then it really is up to you. And there is support everywhere you turn. You just need to look for it. And you have to be really willing to let go of the stories, let go of any victim mentality, and take full responsibility for creating your experience and tapping into that magical, mystical part of you. You know, that inner wisdom that you hold within that knows how powerful you are and that you can create a different experience for yourself. Like you can. You're the only one stopping that from happening. And you're also the only one that can make that happen. So perhaps choosing to spend your energy in that way, which takes the same amount of time as it does to worry and stress and allow yourself to be carried away by stories, use that energy to get into creation mode, to remind yourself that you can be in the driver's seat if you choose. And you can co-create because you have a very mystical, intuitive part of yourself that really wants to be seen and heard, that wants to be cherished, that wants to be leading you. So with those thoughts, I'm going to leave you. I hope that you have a really beautiful day, that you enjoy listening. Please get in touch with me. I'd love to continue the conversation. And I hope that wherever you are in your experience, you know that something beautiful, something great is coming for you. Love you.